It doesn't matter how great the teacher is or how engaging the lesson if students simply aren't there. More than 5 million students in the U.S. miss at least 2 days of school each month. Alyssa Nadworny of the NPR Ed team visited one city that's working hard to get those kids to show up.
Mel Atkins has spent most of his life with Grand Rapids Public Schools. He graduated from Ottawa Hills High, where he played baseball. But his real love? Bowling. He's bowled 22 perfect games. He's been a teacher and a principal in Grand Rapids schools. Now he works for the district, overseeing just about everything related to students. One more thing you need to know about Mel. He's a number cruncher. 3 years ago, his boss came to him with an assignment.
I actually remember the conversation almost like yesterday.
Mel, she asked, does Grand Rapids have an issue with chronic absenteeism?
I don't think I even heard of the definition at the time.
Mel looked it up.
It was pretty apparent, you know, once we put the data in, that yes, there is a problem.
A big problem. Of 17,000 kids, nearly 7,000 were missing a month or more of school a year.
I really didn't even know that there was any problems with the attendance.
That's Cindy Bolson. She's a grandmother here in Grand Rapids. Her grandkids, a first and second grader, they showed up in Mel Atkins' data. Sure, she says, they missed a day if it snowed or if they really didn't want to go. But she never counted it all up.
It was one day here, one day there, and then all of a sudden just boom.
That boom, her phone rang. It was the school. In 2014, her grandkids, they said, had missed 21 and 26 days of school. Mel Atkins saw this happening all over the district. So he took a look at what other schools did. Truancy officers, calling home, rewarding perfect attendance.
We were like most districts in the sense that I think we read every research article, we read a lot of books, and we thought we knew what parents needed.
But fast forward a year,
we didn't see the gains we wanted to see.
Their first effort flopped. So Mel and his community partners, they went back to the drawing board.
Touchdown, Ottawa Heroes, number 5.
Strive for less than 5. 5!
That's a PSA from a homecoming game last year. This go around, the message was clear.
Challenge 5, challenging students, parents, and staff to less than 5 absences this school year.
The whole city got on board. A big reason for that? Shanae Edmund Verley.
No more than 5! No more than 5!
She helped Mel coordinate the community effort.
You got the grandmother on the porch, you got the business community, you got the police. Everybody is lifting up our kids and pointing the way.
The next thing they did, get data out there. Mel shared the numbers with schools on 8-foot poster boards. When you visit a school, you can't miss them. They're huge. Mel gave data to principals, to business owners, and churches. They printed out a big map of Grand Rapids so they could see which neighborhoods were hurting. Businesses started putting Challenge 5 signs in their windows. Shanae says the whole city bought in.
And all of a sudden now, this thing started bubbling up.
The final thing they did? Parent University. Parents helped the district create classes, online and in the schools, where parents could learn things too.
Now let's continue looking at the data.
That's Principal Evelyn Ortiz, leading a course on attendance for about 10 elementary school parents.
How can we create successful students? This is the first step. Making sure that they come to school every day.
There were other classes, too, about immigration, using a computer. Cindy Bolson, whose grandkids were missing so much school, she signed up for so many classes, she earned the title Power Parent. She made friends. She got to know the staff. And now she's in the school almost as much as her grandkids are.
Even if they weren't in school for a reason, I would be here.
And so, nearly 3 years later, more than 3,600 kids who are chronically absent aren't. And that includes Cindy Bolson's 2 grandkids. Just last month, they had perfect attendance. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News, Grand Rapids, Michigan.